This podcast is dedicated to the backsliders. If you have found yourself stuck in sin, this is for you. If you have found yourself setting up idols in your heart, this is for you. If you found yourself not reading the Word of God, not praying, and just doing whatever it is that you want to do, this is for you. I'm going to be reading out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 57, starting at verse 14. And this is going to be called Healing for the Backslider. And it starts off saying this. And one shall say, heap it up, prepare the way. Take the stumbling block out of the way of my people. For thus says the High and Lofty One, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, nor will I always be angry. For the spirit would fail before me, and the souls which I have made. For the iniquity of his covetousness, I was angry and struck him. I hid and was angry, and he went on backsliding in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will also lead him and restore comforts to him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him who is far off and to him who is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. And what I have to say to that is this. You need to take the stumbling block out of your heart. What have you set up in your heart before God? Is it money, a job, a relationship, your phone, food, you name it? God is not pleased with us when we stray away and do things outside of the will of God. There are consequences for that. God sees the ways of the backslider, and yet he wants to heal you. He wants to comfort you. He wants to lead you, but only if you humble yourself and repent. He can revive you and restore you, but only if you humble yourself and repent. God wants to give you peace in him, but only if you humble yourself and repent. For there is no peace for those who do wickedly. It does not matter what you've done. Turn away from your sins and come back to God. He never left you. You left him, and now it's time to come back home while there is still time.